Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Phyllis. How may I assist you?
Yeah, hi. My name is Renee Lopez. Supposed to be expecting the next few parts for my Enterprise D build-up model.
All right. Do you have your?
Go ahead.
Do you have your account number?
I don't have the account number.
You do or you do not?
I do not.
That's fine. Don't worry about that. We can pull it up. May I have your last name?
Lopez.
L-O-P-E-Z?
Yes.
All right. And may I have your zip code, please?
93308.
Just a moment, please.
Okay.
And this is for your enterprise buildup?
Yes.
Can you verify your address for me, please?
2009 Bedford Way, Bakersfield, California, 93308.
All right, sir. We just need to update your credit card.
Why do you need to update?
Because the credit card ending in 9300 expired on 9/20.
No, it didn't. It's current.
That's the expiration date that we have. And we can't.
You guys just charged it like about a week ago.
Yes, sir.
Yes, it expires in September of 2023 now.
Okay. In order to change the expiration date, I have to take it. We only retain the last four digits on your card. So I have to have the whole card number.
All right, here it is.
All right, just a moment. Let me get to that spot. It'll just take me a moment. All right, what's that card number, sir?
517-5-7600-0104-9300.
Okay, and that expires when again?
September of 2023.
Okay, to make certain that I've entered this correctly, would you mind repeating that card number?
517-5-7600-0104-9300.
Thank you so much for that information.
You guys already charged my card, like I said, last week.
Yes, sir. All right, so I've got that taken care of. Now, what else can I do for you today?
Okay, well, like I said, my card was charged last week, and I'm wondering when I'm going to get the next parts of the Enterprise D build-up model.
All right, I'll be glad to check on that. Hold on just a second. Let me get to your ledger.
Okay.
Okay, so the update the post office has right now says that it's waiting for the package. It's coming from our warehouse with our shipping partner, and it hasn't quite, well, according to the post office, it hasn't made it there yet, but that is not necessarily true, because the post office is bad about not updating their tracking numbers. So it could be that in that position, or it may not be. It may be delivered tomorrow. So did you not receive an email with your tracking information?
Well, I've received so many emails and text messages from the post office. You know, I can't tell where the packages are coming from, who's sending the package out,
okay.
This, that, and the other. So it's like, I don't know, like today, I just there was a package that was just delivered, and I was thinking that it was going to be from Eagle Moss, and it turned out to be a package from my mom.
Oh, well, that had to have been a nice surprise, though.
Well,
from mom.
I was wanting to look for.
I know, but it was still mom. I would love to get something from my mom. But anyway, so it's on its way. It should be there. It should be there shortly. Now, I wish I could give you more definite information, but right now that's all the information that I have. Now, you are more than welcome to call us, and we'll be glad to recheck that for you at any time.
Okay.
All right. Now, is there anything else that I can do for you?
Okay. The next thing is when exactly during the month do you all charge people's cards?
Okay.
Or like something like.
I'll explain the billing process. What happens is when it's time for you to be billed, and in order to be sent over to the warehouse, we'll do a soft bill on your credit card to make certain that there's nothing wrong with it. Like, you know, there's nothing wrong with an expired card, but at one point your bank will stop honoring it. Because usually if it's a reoccurring charge, your bank will continue to honor it for a little while, and then we'll stop it if you don't call and make that change. So but if your bank had stopped it, saying that, you know, the card is expired, you can't use it, then your order would have not been sent to the warehouse, and we would have sent you an email saying there's a problem with your card. But it went through, so we send that over to the warehouse, and then in a couple of days, that charge drops off. When your shipment leaves the warehouse, we do the final billing on it, and then we send you an email with the tracking number to let you know when you could expect it, maybe. And that's
okay.
How that works.
Okay, I'm familiar with the billing process. I'm asking what date exactly do you all charge the car? Like the date.
The first charge on this one goes through on June the 1st. The next charge will be 4 weeks later. It's not an exact charge. I mean, an exact date. It's by weeks.
Okay, because I only get paid once a month.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's, sometimes it's on the 1st, other times it's say if the first falls on a weekend,
mm-hmm.
or a Monday, a holiday, then I get paid the Friday before.
Okay.
So that's why I'm saying, what date exactly do I, would the cards get charged? Now, because the last person I talked to a few days ago, a little further back than that, I was having to tell him, listen, okay, here's the deal, just like I told you, I get paid on the 1st, blah, 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 and he told me, okay, well, before the end of the month, call us, let us know, wait a few days because I have to get the money over from my other bank account to the one that my debit card is to the other one, my debit mm-hmm. card is two.
Okay. All right. So with this one, we actually billed you on May the 4th, and then we shipped it on May the 5th. Now that's pretty substantial because we haven't been able to do that in a very long time. So it's usually going to be about, if it keeps on this pattern, then you will do your soft bill and then just ship it out from there. Then we'll rebill it when we send it out. So we did your soft bill on May the 4th, and then we did the final billing on May the 5th.
Right.
But that it hasn't been like that until very recently. Usually it's been a two-week period between the time that you had the soft billing when we sent the order over and when the order actually went out. So I'm hoping that this is going to be a new standard.
Yeah, because it's just that thing of, you know, okay, you know, with you all doing it like once, you know, kind of like with the Start Flexible tips that I was getting.
Uh-huh.
Month, you know, and where I, I sent in a check or a month, you know, that was a once a month thing, you know, so whenever I get paid, you know, on the first, I'd already have the payment going out to you all and all this, that, and the other. And that's why I'm, because the gentleman I talked to the last time, about a week and a half ago or so, he was kind of dodging my question, you know, on what date, you know, basically what date exactly, you know, y'all charge my bank account. He was just completely beating around the bush and, you know, trying to basically dodge the question. And it was like, you know, I was sitting here like, thinking to myself, dude, okay, you know, sir,
not instilling confidence, eh?
Yeah. I'm like sitting here, like thinking to myself, sir, just please answer the question. You know, that's all I'm asking. That's date, okay? And I even told him, you know, I tried to clarify it to him. Okay, what date is it? Like say the beginning of the month, like on the first? Is it the 15th? Is it the 2nd? Is it, you know, the 30th? You know, what date? And he's just like, oh, well, the, you know, he, like I said, he was like completely dodging the question, you know, and you know, not giving me a good enough answer. Like,
yeah, I got you.
I was sitting here getting really annoyed, you know, and I let out that, you know, kind of like frustrated type sigh, like, you know, to let him know. That I was starting to get a little bit, you know, basically kind of pissed off. It's like, you know what? If you're going to sit there and evade the question and not answer me, you know what? I'll talk to somebody else later on.
Yeah. Well, anytime you have an agent or someone that isn't answering your questions or you don't feel like you're getting a communication through with them, just ask to speak to a supervisor.
Yeah, and that's what I was
about. And then you'll get somebody like me.
That's what I was about ready to do, but I, you know, I had an appointment that I had to leave
for,
and I was,
there you go.
You know, I just didn't have the time to be sitting here, you know.
Yeah, and it might have been best, because by that point you were probably pretty frustrated, and, you know, you might have think it was probably just for the best that you waited. Because you don't just shake that off would be best. But when it comes up for your billing, okay, since you are you're shipping every 4 weeks. So next time you're going to bill on June the 1st, okay? And then it's going to be 4 weeks later, which is going to be
around
June the 29th.
Okay. That's going to be a problem right there.
So make a note to call us on, you know, before the 29th, and what we'll do is we'll put it on suspension until like July 2nd or July 1st, and then it'll just pick up and bill then.
Yeah, because it's just that thing of, you know, that now the guy I talked to, you know, like I was saying, he did make a point of saying that to me at least.
Yeah, well, good.
Know, yeah, he at least said that, but, you know, it was just a thing of, you know, like I was saying, you know, he was, like, completely dodging my question, you know, like, completely evading the question, you know, answering the question. It was just like, oh, dear Lord, come on, just answer it. How much plainer can I be on this?
Yeah, you know, well, like, good. I'm glad that you were able to call back, and we were able to get this taken care of for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, I want to make sure that, you know, because I do want to, you know, get, you know, obviously the payments. I mean, obviously the, you know, the parts for, you know, for it.
Oh, certainly.
It's just that, you know, it's kind of like, It's just that thing of, you know, in my situation, I only get paid on the first.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, or unlike, you know, or, you know, like I said, you know, like I was telling you earlier, if the first falls on a Monday, if that's a holiday or a weekend, mm-hmm. I'll get Friday the 4th.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that I get the money over to the bank.
Yeah, that's, you know, right.
My second bank, you know, in a timely manner where, you know, y'all will get, you know, will at least get, can be able to charge the card.
Well, maybe would the second be better to give you an extra day?
Yeah, the second probably would be the best. If there's some way you could put a notation in there, you know, in the account saying, you know, customer only gets paid on the first, you know, of each month.
Yeah, we would do that, and I did put a note in there that said that how we explained this to where you're only billed at the first of the month. But we don't have any way of knowing that, because that's something has to be manually done. Right now, there's no way that we can set it to suspend. You know, like in June, there's no way we can set it to suspend your account until the July 2nd, unless we manually went in and did it.
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate that, you know, right now y'all can't do that. You know, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, kind of like do it ahead of time, you know.
Yeah.
Which is I understand that. It's just, you know, it's a little bit kind of like inconvenient for me, because then I have to call, you know, like every month and say, and it's going to be that thing of, like, up until I get the last shipment for the model in, you know, it's going to be kind of that thing of, like, you guys are going to be getting a call from me each and every month. And it's,
oh, that's fine. I said, that's fine. We'd love to talk to you. You can, we do have plans on changing to a new system program. And so with the new system, we may be able to do it that way. We just can't do it right now.
Yeah. And see, that's the thing. I know it's kind of like frustrating for you all, because, you know, when you have customers like me that are, you know, that have been getting, you know, like the die cast models and all that, and now like mm-hmm. the build up model, that's kind of like, I can understand it's kind of like frustrating for you all, because I know you're trying to, you know, make sure that the customer has a good experience, this, that, and the other. And it's just like,
mm-hmm.
you know, told me just now, you know, it's like, we should be updating to the system, just not sure on when yet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand that it's like a little frustrating for you, and then you're having to tell the customer, hey, you know, in the meantime, we're going to have to kind of like manually do it.
Yeah, we're gonna have to manually do that. So, you know, it's either you put it on your calendar to call us, or somebody here is going to have to put it on a calendar and go in and manually do it every month.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
something comes up, you know, in a future down the road, it comes up to where, okay, well, you got some extra money. You don't care if it goes through like it is, like it normally does, like it's set up to do. And you don't call us to have that skipped or to put it on suspension until the following month. And then, you know, and you had all just intended for it to go through. Well, we went ahead and went in and suspended your account until the beginning of the next month. So it'd be,
right.
So it's, you know, it's best if you can call us and let us know to suspend it. And you can do that as often as you need be.
Yeah. It's just, you know, it's just that thing of like with me, I don't like to be, you know, like a pest about it, you know, all the time. Like, hey, you know, here's the deal, blah, 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 you know, having to explain, you know, the whole situation to somebody new.
No, you don't have to. You don't have to explain anything. You just call up and say, hey, I need to put my account on suspension until July 2nd.
Yeah.
And, okay, I'll be glad to help you with that, and somebody will do it, and that's fine. And that's all you have to do.
Yeah, it's just that thing of, like, I like to be able to make sure I have the money, so then that way at least, you know.
Mhm. Oh, I understand. But just yeah, just put it on your calendar to give us a call. We will fix it. We will adjust it for you.
Okay, yeah, sounds good. So I'll try to make sure that, I at least try to call you a few, call you all a few days in advance to say, hey,
All right, we appreciate that. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome, Mr. Lopez. You have a great afternoon, and I thank you for calling Eagle Moss. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.